In February of this year, StoryCorps visited Fort Wainwright as part of the Military Voices Initiative. Jason Smith is a member of the United States Army. Lucia Artacho is his wife and mother of their two children. Lucia is preparing to join her husband by joining the Army.
Now I am going into the military. I would be going to basic training within a month. So to a new soldier like me, with all the experience that you had so far, what would you like to tell me?
That's a tough question, hon. I don't know that I would tell you the same thing that I would tell somebody who I wasn't married to. You know, like, I want to protect you more. And I feel like I would want to hold on to you tighter and say, don't go. You know, because I wouldn't want to say goodbye to you. Whereas somebody who I wasn't married to, maybe I would be thinking more along the lines of, you know, soldier talk and act like a man or act like a brave woman or however that works for a woman. But, you know, but if that's what you want to do, then I support you because I know it's going to make you happy. And I know that you've had to deal with those same sort of feelings with me, and I think it would kind of be unfair if I told you I didn't want you to go because I was going to worry too much about you. You know, I know that you worried about me, so I hope that you're going to be safe and, you know, you'll pay attention to what they tell you to do and, you know, you'll remember to do those things.
So the best way that I have to describe me and my husband is I think in spreadsheets in my head, and he thinks in bubbles. So Jason embodies all the
bubbles,
all the pre-association, all the creativity, all the joy for life that perhaps me, my square mind, I'm not so natural at. He is a very sensitive person. I cannot describe how good of a father he is.
All those things that you said about you being the thinker in boxes and I have bubbles, I totally agree with that. I think maybe joining the military will make you a little bit less of the one thing and me a little bit more of that thing. So I don't know if 10 years from now we'll say the same things about each other. You know, maybe I won't think so much in bubbles, or maybe those bubbles will look like square bubbles a little bit more and your squares will look a little more rounded. I don't know if that'll happen, but
we can do this in 10 years. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I would love to come back and see where we are with each other. Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too, hon.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.